Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Man, we just came off a whole weekend of uproar. Last night, there were almost 500 people in here, I believe, if not more than that. Someone told me 600 were in the room. The altar was packed out. Man, the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit was moving and changing lives. And today, I don't know, I hope you're here expecting God to move in your life. Amen. You ever heard of residual? You've heard of residual income. You've heard of I'm believing for residual anointing. Amen. The presence of God, you can't vacuum up the anointing. So I'm believing that the anointing is going to be so thick in this room that you will be changed forever. I didn't say for a week. I didn't say for a month. But God will change your life forever. So are you ready? I said, are you ready? You're kind of quiet this morning. I said, are you ready? Don't let the teenagers outshout you. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Brother Ted Shuttlesworth, enjoy yourself, sir.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Why don't you turn to somebody and tell them, get ready for a day in the Holy Ghost. Tell them on the other side, get ready for a day in the Holy Ghost. We sing a song that says, well, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sing it again. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of. Are you ready? Come on, say it. I'm smoking powder in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Everybody, power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. I know there's power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Every voice says there's power, power, wonder working power in the blood.
Praise, oh, glorious.
forever and ever. I'll praise your name. Forever and ever, you stay the same. Come on, shout it out, shout it out, shout it out. If you know he's good, sing it out. For the Lord is good. Shout it out loud, you are glorious. Come on, say that again. Shout it out, shout it out. If you know he's good, sing it out. For the Lord is good. Shout it out loud. You are glorious. Every voice sing glorious. Shout it out in glory. Make it out there. Jesus, we shout your name. Jesus, we make your praise glorious. You are glorious. Lift up your voice, shine, Jesus, you shine for all the world to see you glow. Come on, just one more time, shine, Jesus, you shine for all the world to see you glorious. You are glorious. You are glorious. Come on, glory. Glorious. Shout it out in glory. Make it louder. Jesus, we shout your name. Jesus, we make your praise. Glorious. You are glorious. Come on, come on, come on. Give him a shout of praise. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Come on, all over this house, lift your hands and worship the name that's above every other name. The name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And water you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. There's none like you. And into the darkness you shine. Ashes we rise. There's no one like you. There's none like you. Come on, lift your voice. Say, our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Got you higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome. Thank you. no one like you. There's none like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. And there's no one like you. There's none like you. Come on, if you believe that. Say, our God is greater, our God is stronger, got you higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God, say it again, come on. Say, our God is greater, our God is stronger, got you higher than any other. Then who could ever stop us? If our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? If our God is for us, who could ever stop us? If our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, who could ever stop us? Come on, somebody shout, yeah! our God is stronger, yes, he is. Our God is healer, our God, he's Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. And nothing in this world will do. But Jesus, you're the Jesus, you at the center of it all, at the center of it all. Jesus, be the center of my life. Center of my life. voice and say, Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Come on, tell him. Say, Jesus, you are. Jesus, you're the same. Jesus, you at the center of it all. The center of it all. Somebody lift your hands and worship him. Center of it all. Come on, all over this church. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Give him everything. Shall confess you, Jesus. Jesus, say that again with your hands lifted. Jesus, be the center of your church. Jesus, be the center of your church. Because every knee will bow. Every tongue shall confess you, Jesus. Jesus, say his name, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, lift your voice, Jesus. Come on, Jesus, lift it high, Jesus. Come on. For nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. For Jesus, you're the center. Yes, you are. Everything revolves around you, Jesus. From our heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From our heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. Come on, every voice, say from our heart to the heaven, Jesus be the center, it's all about, yes, it's all, come on, one more time, our heart to the heaven, Jesus be the center, all about you, yes, it's all about.
Creative miracle, Father, put back, Lord, that portion that was extracted in the name of Jesus. I also sense in my spirit there are people here that are in bondage to smoking. I just sense the word of knowledge. I smelled cigarette smoke. I had to ask my wife, do you smell it too? And that always tells me that there are folks that are going to be delivered today from cigarettes. God, in the name of Jesus, if you're ready, get your hands up. If you need deliverance, get your hands up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over the spirit of nicotine. You addictive spirit, we command you to loose the children of God and go even. Get ready. Now, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Lord, freedom in Jesus' name. He whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I command right now, even the withdrawals right now to be gone. The Father no longer experiencing them for the glory of God. Jesus, we give you honor for that. It's also a person behind your right ear. I don't know. I don't understand it myself. I can only tell you there's pain behind your right ear on the skin level. Lord, I just rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever the cause is, we command it to go by the power in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you are so good to us. You are the center of our lives. Lord, everything else is gone. Lord, everything we have will disappear. Lord, our lives as we grow older will soon and very soon see you. And Jesus, you are going to be the very pinnacle person in our life. Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name that you will convict us, that you will show us the idols that we have raised up in our lives. That God, whatever we have placed before you, if we're not willing to tear it down, God, we ask that you take it down. Lord Jesus, that we'll be saved. Lord, we see you face to face. You'll say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We just love you, Jesus, and thank you for the honor and the privilege of serving you. Lord, we don't take for granted the blood of Jesus that washes away every single stain. And we give you honor for this morning and your presence. We love you, Jesus. Come on now, tell him you love him. We love you, Jesus. Come on, tell him you love him this morning. We love you, Jesus. Thank you so much for saving us. We were so unlovely, God. You saved us, washed our sins away. We give you honor and praise for that. Lord, we just love you this morning in this place. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, thank you for all the teenagers that were changed this last weekend. Thank you, God, that you're not in word only, but in power. We thank you, Jesus, that it wasn't the excellency of speech, but the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. That their faith would not be based on the wisdom of man, but upon the power of God. We thank you that your word is truth. That, God, you showed so many people this week how truthful and powerful you are. Lord, we love you and thank you for the honor of serving you and being in the house of God. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, I said, everybody said, why don't you go meet five people? Go meet five people you have not met before. Don't be a snob. Don't sit down. Go meet five people that you do not know and shake their hands and say, good morning. My name is, I'm so glad to be in the house of God. Come on now, don't be a snob. Go find somebody who's not standing up. Go shake their hand. You look just marvelous. Rich, what are you doing? Get out there, young man. Go on. Hallelujah. Thank you.
God that I serve is the only true and living God, and his name is Jehovah.
He left heaven, came to this earth just to die for me and just to die for you.
We need a revival of the B-I-B-L-E and people that are going to follow the truth of Jesus without shame.
What you thought that you would never flow in to an extent, the power is coming into your ministry.
When you begin to lay hands on the sick, they've got to recover, because there's the DNA of miracle power in your body. Hallelujah. For your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
The Shuttlesworths have been doing this for generations, and they are known from all around the world. And now, they are coming to you.
Join us for the Rock the City Revival.
September 13th through the 17th at Grove Street Park from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Join us and get ready for a revival.
Praise the Lord. I don't know about you. I'm excited about that. Are you excited about Rock the City? There's nothing better than getting where the people are. You know, the Bible says, go after them. Don't wait for them to come to the building. Amen? You know, we want to pray this morning. How many of you recognize that we do a lot of work with the inner city young men and young women? We really do. We bus in over 200 kids a week, and this last weekend was just a busy week reaching out to these young people, letting them know how much Jesus loves them. We had a situation happen last night. We want to pray for our family. While the service was going on, two young men, I believe 12 and 13 years old, and one of them comes consistently here, but was not here, and the other young man comes periodically. And last night they were playing with guns, and one of the young men was killed. I believe he's 12 years old. He's no longer here. The other young man is in critical condition. You see, we wonder sometimes why we do and why we spend so much money. This church spends a lot of money on reaching people. It's for that reason. Because he's in eternity. You see, when we sit back and we realize how powerful we are as the body of Christ, that we're not sitting back and have a little religious institution that we sit back and come on a Sunday morning on, but we truly are transforming our region, and the voice of God has got to be heard. Can I hear an amen? And you see, that's why you're here. You're here not to take up space, to take a nice little chair up and lift your hands during worship, but you're here to change lives. And I want you to know that at least we know they heard. We don't know exact all details. Well, let's pray for the family right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, these two young men. Lord, it's the one that lost, Lord Jeremiah. We ask, Jesus, that you will penetrate and permeate their atmosphere with the peace of God that passes all understanding. God, we ask that the voice of Jesus will be heard and seen. Lord, we know that all things are not good, but you can make all things work together for good. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that the devil will not get glory, but that God be the glory, that Jesus, you will show up in a way that cannot be hidden. Lord, we pray for the other young man that's in critical condition. We ask in the name of Jesus, you'll heal his body. Lord, we ask that you'll move in his life in Jesus' name. Lord, you'll move in this family, that this house will be a strength to the community during this time. Lord, we thank you for all those that were here this weekend. Lord, that heard the word of God, that were transformed, hands were laid on them. Lord, they went out in the Holy Ghost, some of them baptized in the Spirit, some of them born again. Lord, because time is short, we thank you for the honor and the privilege of serving you and serving the people of this community, of this region, for the glory of God. Lord, we thank you for the honor that you've given us in this house to serve in Jesus' name. And everybody said, when we go down in September with the Shuttlesworths, we're going to set up in Grove Park. The last time this was done was in 94 years ago. You see, we are going to go back and take back what the devil says he owns. We're going back into the community. We're going back and hearing the word preached over a park that's going to penetrate blocks. And I'm telling you today that just as we put our footprint in Southport, just as we put our footprint in Hawthorne Court, just as we put our footprint across this city, we're going to continue and we're going to take back. The devil cannot have the children. Can I hear an amen? Amen. I said, can I hear an amen? Amen. Turn to someone and say, that's why you're here.
These are those that have turned the world upside down. Amen. This is you. This is who you are, those that have turned the world upside down. If you volunteered at Upper, I just want you to stand up real quickly so we can give you a hand clap and recognize and appreciate all you did. Thank you so much. These are those that have turned the world upside down. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So it's with joy that we enter into the time of tithes and offerings today. I want to read a scripture from 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 9 and 10. And it's talking about the collection of Moses. So Moses imposed a collection to the body of Christ in the house of God. And it says in verse 10, then all of the leaders and all of the people rejoiced. He imposed a collection on the house, and all of the leaders and all of the people rejoiced. And that is what we come today, because when we give our tithes and offerings, there is enough in God's house for every good work. And we are out doing good work. We are those that have turned the world upside down. So today, as we take the collection of the tithes and offerings, I want us to do it with rejoicing, because we are turning this region upside down. I don't know if you're as excited as I am about the offering today. I'm excited to give to this house that is out in the streets, that is out every single day in the summertime, Monday through Thursday, in the parks, feeding. And you know what? The food is nothing. That is an avenue for us to hold their hand, for us to pray with them, for us to lead them to Jesus and be the light in our community. So today, as we give, I'm trying to compel you to rejoice with me over the offering, because we're turning this region upside down. So if you'll stand to your feet with me as we give rejoicing. We're going to repeat our supernatural declaration. This is a promise from the Word of God in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it says, if I obey, oh, then I am blessed going in. And I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse. And I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They have tripped me up, because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and rejoice as you give your tithe and offering today. If you're watching by a live stream, click on the giving button and give right along with us.
Said I'm blessed, then I'm blessed. If Jesus said I'm blessed, then I'm blessed. I'm gonna sow a seed, God's gonna do the rest. Jesus said I'm blessed, then I'm blessed. Oh, if Jesus said I'm blessed, then I'm blessed. If Jesus said I'm blessed, then I'm blessed. I'm gonna sow a seed, God's gonna do the rest. If Jesus said I'm blessed, then I'm blessed. Oh, if Jesus said I'm blessed, then I'm blessed. If Jesus said I'm blessed, then I'm blessed. I'm gonna sow a seed, my God's gonna do the rest. If Jesus said I'm blessed, then I'm blessed. Well, if Jesus said I'm healed, then I'm healed. If Jesus said I'm healed, then I'm healed. I go by what I say, not by how I feel. And if Jesus said I'm healed, then I'm healed. Come on, Tim. If Jesus said I'm blessed, then I'm blessed. Jesus said I'm blessed and I'm glad. I'm gonna sow a seed and my God's gonna do the rest. If Jesus said I'm blessed, then I'm blessed.
Turn to someone and say, good morning, I am blessed. Amen, you are blessed. You know, I want to give a shout out to our bus drivers. How many of you thank God for our bus drivers? Last night, David Zink drove the Rochester Church, Faith Temple, back to Rochester. He got in this morning at like 7 a.m. I'm talking like, I just thank God for our bus drivers, amen? They are such a blessing to this house, blessing to our community. I'm just so thankful. You know, we can't say enough thank you so much for all that you do. I do want to say this, you don't mind. The revival that we're doing, the Rock the City, is going to cost right around $35,000. And I want you to know that this week already somebody came and gave $15,000. And I want you to know that you don't want to miss being part of, when we start giving, giving and receiving for that, you don't want to miss that because you want to participate with sowing into the lives of salvation. Can I hear an amen? Isn't God good? I said, isn't God good? Man, we are so blessed this morning. I just love the Brother Shuttlesworth family. Did you hear that? Brother Shuttlesworth. Because when you say that, it's a lot of folk. I thank God for Brother Teddy Shuttlesworth. I've known him since he was 11 years old. Way up in Newfield, New York. But today, he is not a young man. He is a man. He's not just a man. He is a man of God. Did I say something wrong? No, he's not. You're 30, right?
34.
He's not young anymore. He's 34. Hallelujah. I just love watching the young men grow up and move in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. One thing I've loved watching about Brother Ted Shuttlesworth Jr. is him just exploding within the calling and the giftings that the Lord has given him. Can I hear an amen? We're also blessed to have Brother Sean and his beautiful bride, the Bishop's family, all the way from Margate, Florida. Brother Sean preached on Thursday night. We are, man, I'm telling you something. In the house, we have such powerful ministry gifts, and I just want to say thank them for being in the house. Can we welcome Brother Ted Shuttlesworth Jr.?
Praise the Lord, everybody. Are you happy today? Yeah. I'm so excited about what God's been doing this week. Give me just a little bit more somewhere. I've been preaching hard almost since January. I haven't stopped. I've been going about every single week, every night, two times a day. God's been working miracles all over the United States. Can you say amen? Amen. It's been wonderful to see God move. It's good to have my friends here, Sean and Aaron Thomas. I love them so much. Sean is a wonderful man of God, an anointed man of God, and hopefully Pastor won't mind that I do this, but Sean, would you come and just greet the people and tell them that you love them, and Aaron, if you want to come with him, but this is a brother to me. Cody and Mindy are like a brother and sister to me. I believe God is into relationships. Can you say amen? And if you don't know about the church that they are pastoring and associate pastoring there in Coral Springs, Florida, a powerful, powerful church that is not just a church for a city, but it's regional, touching an entire region with the power of God. And they just had a miracle, stepped into a new building this year. I got to be there for it. It was so amazing. And it's awesome because many times when you step out into your vision, the enemy tries to make you feel like you don't have enough to step into it. But you were in a building for a number of years that sat probably about 600 in the sanctuary, right? 600 or so, and they were jam-packing two services on Sunday morning, 600 in each service, and sometimes more. And so, you know, that's, for anybody that's like me, that's homeschooled, that's done math, that's like 1,200 people. But the church that you're moving into, that you're now in, seats how many total? 1,500. So you're thinking to yourself, now this was his father said, we're moving there, but we're not going to stop the two services. We're going to continue right into two services. And you think about this. You're going from 1,200 people into a building of 1,500. You think, man, if I break that up, that sanctuary is going to look awfully empty. But I was down there, I believe, for the very first Sunday, wasn't I? The very first Sunday you were in it. and they had two services. But see how when God steps you into your vision, he always brings increase and promotion as you step in. And the first Sunday, I think there was like 2,200 or something in the first service, and like 20, I mean, like, it was almost 4,000 people on the first, something like that. I mean, amazing. So they are shaking an entire region with the power of God. And this is a brother of mine. I love him like a brother. I don't have any actual brothers, but he and Cody are like brothers to me. I love them so much. Would you greet them?
Well, good morning, church. How's everybody doing this morning?
Oh, come on. That is not the response that we should be getting at 9:55 in the morning. It'd be one thing if it was 6:55, but it's 9:55. So when I say good morning, church, how you doing this morning? Yes, and I like how they added like the theatrical lights coming on as you guys did that. Well, I'm going to let my wife greet you really quick because she knows if I hold on to this mic too long, she ain't going to get a word in. That's just how us preachers work. So I'm going to hand it over to her really quick. Can you just welcome my beautiful, lovely wife? She makes me look so good.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here. This is our second year at Uproar. Actually, we came up last year to learn a little bit from Pastor Cody and Mindy about youth ministry, because we just began the opportunity to take over our high school ministry at Abundant Life in Margate. So we came down here and we met them and we just felt an immediate bond. And so this is our second year and we just love being here. I love this area. It's beautiful everywhere you look. So you guys are super blessed to be able to be here. But we just thank you for having us. We thank you for everything that you guys have put into to Uproar and this powerful movement that is going on here for our youth. It's so exciting to watch. Thanks for having us.
It's always exciting when you can get around people that begin to awaken and keep that awake, that vision and that excitement inside of you. And I think it was about 2 years ago, I actually got to meet Pastor Cody at camp meeting. And my first interaction with him is I walked up, right up to him and I said, "Hey, aren't you the pastor with that struggling youth group in New York somewhere?" Mind you, I heard like their youth group was just exploding. And he was like, I was like, "No, I'm just kidding with you, dude. You're good." But it was so cool because we had the opportunity to connect. And one of the things that I love about your church and what you guys are doing and being able to be a part of the Uproar conference. You notice how I just said conference. I'm not even calling it youth conference, because I believe that this conference is going to explode so much so that it's not just going to touch this generation, but it's going to go on from generation to generation to generation. Because I believe that's how God works. He moves us from glory to glory to glory, and we should always be ascending and not descending. And so I love that we had the opportunity to connect with these wonderful pastors here, because I believe in the vision of what's taking place in this church. And I believe that you guys are going to truly reach your world with life. Not just, I believe, in this community, in this area, but I believe it's going to expand the borders. And I believe that all of a sudden the state of New York's going to be taken for the kingdom of God. And it's because you've got pastors with a vision. And see, here's the thing. When you have visionary people serving a visionary God, it's amazing how that dream goes from being just something in the unseen world, but now by faith, because of the vision and the faith, they rip it into reality. And now all of a sudden, you're seeing the kingdom advance like never before. So it's exciting that we can be connected to that, because that keeps us awake and on our toes, because I believe together and collectively, we are going to see the body of Christ expand like never before. So thank you for having us. We celebrate your pastors, and now I'm going to turn it over to the man of the hour, Brother Ted Shuttlesworth.
I know. It's that South Florida feel. I'm telling you, would you just, because this amazes me. It amazes me. We come back every year, and God's given a vision to Pastor Cody to put on a free youth conference. And you came in here last night. I mean, if you weren't, who was not here last night? Raise your hand if you were not here last night. Can I tell you something? We laid hands. Now listen, this is what I love. Not only is this a free youth conference, but it's a Holy Ghost youth conference. Okay? And so this is not one of those, like, you know, get everybody in, give them a good, fun experience, and keep the word real shallow so nobody gets offended. This is like Pentecostal to the bone, we're not ashamed of the Holy Ghost kind of youth conference. And so last night, now we preached, and the power of God hit. Every night was powerful. And so last night, we're praying for people. I just knew we were going to lay our hands on people who receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost or refilling of the Holy Spirit. So we said, line up. And people lined up. They lined up all the way around this sanctuary, out the door into the lobby, out the front door, and around the building to the side of the building, all the way over to the pastor's parking space. And we laid hands on people for well over an hour. Well over an hour. And the fire of God fell in this place. If you were here, you know the fire of God fell in this house. And I'm telling you, this right here is what this generation needs. So when you see the vision, see, when people don't, many times they don't understand the value of a vision, but when you get behind and realize that our generation doesn't need another cool transition, we don't need another cool video, we don't need some more lights and more smoke, we have all that stuff, but at the heart of it, what we're really here for is the mighty power of the Holy Ghost. And when you hear the testimonies that come back of what God has done in the lives of young people that's completely rearranged their life, it's amazing to understand. And, you know, I love what he says. It's very hard to find a sinner that's a young person that wants to pay to come to church. That's true. And, you know, here's the other thing that's so wonderful. When you get involved in something like this, where the power and the momentum this just keeps building, I mean, I think every year has been much bigger than the last year. It just continues to increase. And I mean, a word came from the Holy Ghost last night that this thing's getting ready to explode on another level. And I'm telling you, the word carries performance power. If you're taking notes, I've already started preaching, so you can get that down. The word carries performance power. One thing we need to realize about the mighty word of God is that it is living, it's not dead. It's not just printed on a page. It is a living, breathing, moving word of God. And when it goes forth, it carries performance power. So the word itself does the work God sends it to do. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 and verse 11, God said, "When I send my word forth, it always accomplishes what I sent it to do. And it never comes back to me empty or void." It always, everybody say always. It always accomplishes what I sent it to do. The word carries performance power. Jesus said that he is the what? Word. The what? So anytime God wants to get something done, he sends a word. Psalm 107 and verse 20, the Bible says he sent his word and it healed them. Woo, hallelujah. See, the word carries performance power. Watch this today. The word becomes what you need it to be. If you've never seen this in the word before, you got to get it. The word of God becomes what you need it to be. What do I mean by that? Well, Jeremiah the prophet said in Jeremiah 15 and verse 16, he said, "Lord, I found your words and I ate them and they became," say became, "they became the joy and rejoicing of my soul." And so when Jeremiah took in the word, it became joy and rejoicing. And so people that battle depression and anxiety, people that battle panic attacks and ADD and ADHD, the word can become to you joy and rejoicing. Woo, hallelujah. Because the word carries performance power. See, you can't be in fullness of joy and fullness of depression at the same time. It's impossible. And so when you get into God's presence, see, one of the ways we get into his presence is through his word. His word pulls us into his presence. And so when you get the fullness of the word, you just ate fullness of joy and rejoicing. Then in Proverbs chapter 4, the writer says this. He said, "My son, incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your heart and from your life." He said, "Because they will become health to your body and strength to your being." So the word there also can become to you strength for your body, health to your flesh. Hallelujah. If you remember, anybody knows Joel Osteen is, his mother, Dodie Osteen, was diagnosed with cancer almost 40 years ago. And they told her she was going to die. They told her she didn't have a chance to live. You know what she did? She went back to her house. And back then, you know, everything was on cassette tape. You know, you were cutting edge if you had a cassette tape. You know, cassette. And if you had one of the machines that flipped the tape automatically to the other side, you were high roller. You didn't actually have to get up and pop the eject and take it out and turn it over. You had an automatic repeater. My Lord, you were like Tron, okay? So she took the Bible on tape. And she put it in her tape player, and 24 hours a day, she let the Word of God play in her room. And do you know what happened to that woman? She got the Word, just went into her flesh. And as the Word went into her flesh, it became health to all her body. It became strength to her being. And the very words of God, spoken by some voiceover guy in a studio somewhere, I always thought it was funny they had James Earl Jones do the Bible on tape. The Bible read by Darth Vader. I don't know why they did that. In the beginning. They did it. I don't know why. But the Word came out of her tape player and got into her flesh. Watch this, because this is literally what happened. The Word she was hearing destroyed cancer cells as it was going into her body. It destroyed cancer cells. And you understand, her husband, who was fit as a fiddle, he was strong, and he passed on, went to heaven before she did. And she, who was diagnosed with cancer 40 years ago, is still alive today, sitting on the front row praising God this morning in Houston, Texas. So they brought her on television, and she was on with Marcus Lamb. What is that, Daystar? Daystar. And so she's on there. He's interviewing her about her miracle and her testimony, you know, and because she had just had her 90th birthday. And so he said, he was trying to be funny with her, you know. And he said, I just believe this miracle is so supernatural. He said, you know what, Dodie? He said, I want to have you back onto the show when you turn 100, and I want to hear your testimony at the age of 100. And she said to him, if you're still alive, we'll do it. The Word carries performance power. I said it carries performance power. And so the Word performs for you. See, that's the thing we got to understand. So not only does it become joy and rejoicing, Bible says it also becomes health and strength. Well, it's not just health and strength, because if you remember what God spoke to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, the Bible said, he said, here's my word. Don't let it depart from your mouth. He said, meditate upon it day and night, right? What did he say would be the result of that? Then will you make your way prosperous and you'll have good success, Joshua 1:8. You'll make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. So the Word can actually create a path of prosperity for you. One of the biggest mistakes any couple can make in their marriage and in their relationship is not to submit to God's financial plan for their life. Thanks for all the shouts. I know you start hitting that stuff and people start ducking out. It's bathroom break time. Let me tell you something. You know how many divorces that they cite financial stress as the reason for divorce? Financial problems? And if people would just submit to the mighty Word, that would bring financial ease into their life. There's couples that would still be together today. There's children that would still have a father in the home today. But the enemy is trying to destroy lives and destroy families. What does he do? He knows he can't destroy you directly, so he has to destroy you indirectly. What does that mean? Well, he's been doing it since the beginning of time. What is the first action you saw Satan take on the earth after God created it? The Bible says he slithered his way into the Garden of Eden and began to question the Word of God. And the Bible says that Eve was in the garden and God had set up the trees. And he gave them one tree to never eat from. And he said, don't eat from this one tree. And immediately in Genesis 4, the Bible says Satan slithers in and says to Eve, did God really say? See, that's the lie. That's the great deception. See, the devil knows he can't just come in because you're a believer. You're covered by the blood of Jesus. He can't just destroy your life. He can't just destroy your mind. He can't just destroy your finances. He can't just destroy your relationship. But he tries to get you to question the mighty word of God. Because even the devil knows the word carries performance power. And so he knows if I could just get him to doubt the mighty word of God, then I've got them beat. Because the only thing that can bring freedom is the word. The Bible says in John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Woo, hallelujah. So watch this. No matter what area of life you're dealing with today, if you're struggling in it, if you're not overcoming, it's not because God wants you to struggle and not overcome. It's because you don't have sufficient fuel in that area to have momentum to overcome. The word of God is fuel to overcome. It is fuel to overcome. I said it's fuel to overcome. And when the word fills you up, it empowers you to run with force and momentum. And so watch, the devil knows he can't destroy you, so he's got to get you to question. Question, did God really say that? And now you've got churches that'll preach, and they preach in such a way that their doctrine would have you believe that you can't be sure if God really wants you healed or not. Well, brother, you know, God does it when he feels like it, and if he wills it, and you know, we never can know God's will. And they've got you in this place of, I don't know what to expect from God. So that when you come down to believing the word, let me just tell you, there's a ton of people that believe God is real. There's a ton of people that believe he's powerful. There's a ton of people that believe he's a healer. The thing they struggle with is, will he heal me? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because even though they, see, the devil doesn't mind if you believe general stuff about God. It's when you get specific that he has a problem. Because he doesn't mind if you believe God is real. Even he believes God is real. He doesn't mind if you go to church. The devil goes to church. Hello? He doesn't mind if you believe the word is true. He knows the word is true. It's that he doesn't want you to believe that you can partake of the mighty word of God for yourself. And so he fights you indirectly and tries to get you to doubt the mighty word of God. And look at this. I want to read you something. The Bible says in Genesis 3:1, the serpent was the shrewdest of all wild animals and the Lord God had made. One day he asked the woman, did God really say, you must not eat the fruit from any of the trees in the garden? Take notes if you're writing this down. Satan has no power to affect your life until he can affect what you believe God said. Has no power to affect your life until he can affect what you believe God said. The moment he can affect that, he can affect the outcome of your life. That's why it bothers me. People battle against these doctrines so hard. Well, brother, I don't know if I really believe he's a healer today in this generation. I don't know if I believe in speaking in tongues. And I don't know if I believe that he's really a God that will prosper your life. I think that's all selfish. And then what happens is, I've had people come to me at the altar. You know, they say, Brother Ted, I don't really believe in all that prosperity stuff. I said, oh, you don't? No, I don't believe it. I said, well, how many books do you own on prosperity? Well, I don't know. I don't own any. Oh, you do? So you don't believe in something you've never studied. You know, I've never gone to an astrophysicist and said, you know, I don't believe in astrophysics. Amen. The word of God has to be engaged because it's alive. Somebody say engaged. And when you engage it, see, the devil wants to convert healthy, strong believers into sick, welfare mentality in the spirit, struggling cripples in the Holy Ghost that are used to be strengthened to do the work God's called them to do, but now he has taken them through a doubt of God's word to put them in a place where they can't even function and operate in success, because God can't work through doubt and unbelief. He has to work through faith in his word. Not only is it the most powerful force in the universe, it is the thing God uses to move every mountain in every life. It doesn't mean that the devil has power. It means that he can affect your power. The devil doesn't have power today. I've actually had preachers say to me, well, brother, you got to be careful how you talk about the devil because, you know, he's got power. I had a guy sit down with me at lunch because, I like to make fun of the devil when I preach. I say he's foolish. He's an idiot. He cannot stand. And, and then they always pull out that verse in Jude, you know. Well, even the angels didn't rebuke. And I had to tell him, you understand, angels aren't on my level. Hallelujah. I'm not on angelic level. I'm on God level. God made me one with him. We are the gods of this earth, the Bible says. Jesus said it, and they picked up stones to stone him. He said, doesn't your own law say ye are gods and children of the Most High? If you never heard that before and you think it's blasphemous, let me give you an example. If two giraffes have a baby, it's a giraffe. When a dog has a baby, it's a dog. Are you hearing me? When a lizard has a child, it's a lizard. So when God has a child, it's a God. People hear that kind of stuff, it shakes them up. They get butterflies in their stomach and have to run to the bathroom. You understand, this is what God wants you to know, that he's put you on his level, put his blood in your veins, put his power in your spirit, united you with Christ, and filled you with the mighty Holy Ghost so that there is no devil that can stand in front of your face and hold you back from the mighty empowering destiny that God has called you to accomplish. There's not an enemy big enough on this earth or in hell to stop you from doing what God called you to do. And I came to tell you this morning that whatever's been harassing your life is getting ready to loose its grip on you, because the power of the Holy Ghost is going to do the work that God sent it to do. I know I don't have a lot of time, so let me just say this. Anything that destroys God's divine creation or purpose is an oppression of the devil that must be broken. Anything. See, that's where the devil beats up people. Because here's what he tells you. Well, the reason you're going through this is because God's making you a stronger believer. He's got a purpose in all of this. You ever notice people that talk like that, they always have the cry voice? God's got a purpose in all of this. Oh, God's teaching you, brother. Just hold on. You know, I have two little girls. Now I got a little son. You'll see him next service. Little boy. My little girls are so sweet. They know that they've got daddy wrapped around their finger. You know, one's six and one's two. And they know how to play daddy's heart. You know, they were at the store the other day with mama. I wasn't there. You know, I'm the easy one. I'm like, you know. And she, you know, I've learned about cross-gender parenting. Most people don't even know about that. But that's why you have, you know, mommy's little boy. But then the girls, mama's training them up to be women. But that's why men, they train their sons up to be men. But they're girls. Oh, that's my girl. So I'll let mama correct the girls. I'll correct the boy. Amen. So they're at the mall, you know, and they're in the store, and little Maddie comes up, and she's got something she wants mom to buy. I wasn't there. And she said, oh, I don't think we're going to get that. Well, if daddy was here, he'd buy it for me. I'm just going to tell you right now, if daddy was here. But see, my little girls, they know how to get my heart. But you know, you've had that kid come to you, your child, when they're real little, you know, and they're so distraught by whatever just happened to them, whatever they just went through, that they're trying to tell you about it, but they can't get it out because the cry voice is so overtaking them. You've seen it before. Like, daddy, I was in hell. And that's, many Christians come to church like that. They meet in the pastor's office. Pastor, I was in hell. And the problem is that when you get this mentality that I'm struggling. See, because you're not struggling. You're seated in heavenly places. Full of power. Full of authority. Glory to God. Full of mountain moving, devil casting out, sickness destroying power. Who does the devil think he is? That he can come and harass your life. That he can mess with your life. I tell you, you're on another level that he can't touch. But until he can get you to realize. See, here's what's amazing. Is that You can. I heard this one time. There's mountain llamas. You know, the long-necked llamas, the mountain llamas. They put them in to a little pen. I read this by people that heard them. I read this online. They take these mountain llamas, and they can just take a string. They can take a string and tie the string around a border post and put the llamas inside the string, and the llamas will stay in there. They won't come out because they refuse to duck their head and come under the string. They could easily break through the string. But because they refuse to duck their head and come through the string, they stay in a pen, or what we would call bondage or captivity. And there's a lot of Christians that they're going through their life doing everything else, but they'll refuse to duck their head and begin to get down and pray to the God of heaven and earth, who can break any chain, who can break any issue. You know, what's interesting is that just because you got a prophetic word from God doesn't mean it's automatically coming to pass. I even remember I was talking about this week, how the prophet Elijah heard the sound of an abundance of rain. And the Bible says that there was a drought, and that was the time they were in. But he said, I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. The word just came into his spirit. But do you know that wasn't the end of his engagement with the word of God? He gave the warning, tell the king, get on his horse and get back to the city because the rain is about to stop him. People looked at him like he was insane. What are you talking about, the rain? There's not even a cloud in the sky. It hadn't rained for months. What are you talking about, get the king back to the city? You're out of your mind. And so after he gave the warning, he went to the top of the mountain and bowed his head between his knees. And the Bible says he began to cry out to God, and he began to pray until that manifestation of that life-giving word came to pass. See, just because a word came over your life doesn't mean it's going to automatically pop out randomly at one moment in your life. You've got to pray it out and work it out until it breaks loose. And the thing we need to realize is there is rain coming for us, but it's not coming until we engage the mighty word of God and say, Lord, I'm sick of what's been going on in my family. I'm sick of what's been going on in my body. I'm tired of what's been going on in my finances, and I see my promises right in the word, and I'm gonna duck my head and pray until this thing breaks loose and rain falls from heaven. I'll finish with this. Lift your hands. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. I'll tell you, anything that's harassing you is getting ready to loose in Jesus' name. I said it's getting ready to loose in Jesus' name. It's coming off. We've been seeing mighty miracle after mighty miracle. God is moving. He'll touch you today. I said, He'll touch you today. He'll touch you. He'll touch you. Thank you, Jesus. That's the anointing. Receive it. He'll touch you. Don't wonder. Don't just believe He'll touch others. Believe He'll touch you. Hallelujah. He will touch you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. It's an old song we used to sing. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Receive a fresh fire of the Holy Ghost today. Mighty Holy Spirit, we thank you. Mighty Holy Spirit. And what happens is people get caught up in the wrong relationships. And when they do, the word that comes to them begins to get harassed and debated by people who don't have spiritual eyes. And so now they're trying to explain your word by human standards rather than by spiritual power. And so even Elijah had a servant that couldn't see what he saw. The servant traveled everywhere with him, saw all the miracles, saw the power of God, saw all the faith that was in action, saw fire come down from heaven and burn up the sacrifice that had been soaked in water, saw all those things, and still couldn't believe there was some rain coming. The Bible says they got to the top of the mountain, and Elijah began to pray and seek the face of God and shook this thing out. And he told his servant to do one simple thing: go look toward the sea. And he went out, and like a lot of people in church that you'll meet, he came back with his little natural attitude: I don't see anything. I don't see anything. You've been going to his tabernacle for 5 years and tithing and giving. I don't see anything. Y'all dance and pray in the Holy Ghost, and I don't see anything. Look again. Elijah told him, look again. Look again. Look again. 7 times. Look again. Look again. Look again. If the enemy tells you you're not going to make it, look again. If he tells you you're not going to survive this, look again. If he tells you you're not going to have the peace you've been praying for, look again. He's a liar. Keep looking till you see it. Keep pressing till you see it. Keep working till you see it. Because God's not going to leave you hanging. God's got an answer for you, and it's time to press it out and receive it by the mighty power of God. Somebody shout, look again. Say, look again. When you look again, something's getting ready to rise up out of the ocean. The Bible says he saw a little cloud coming up the size of a man's hand. I want to encourage you today. The cloud was not the size of a man's hand. It was just a long way away. Because there's no cloud the size of a man's hand that's going to pour out rain so big it's going to hinder travel plans that people have. I'm telling you, it wasn't a small cloud. It was just off in the distance. I tell you, there's a big blessing coming for you. There's a big miracle coming for you. Don't let the devil diminish its reality by saying, oh, it looks small to me. All you see right now is the tip of the iceberg, but God's getting ready to reveal the fullness of your blessing, and it's bigger than you could imagine because the Word is doing the work for you. Somebody shout, yeah. Stand on your feet all over this place today. I want the musicians to come back. Somebody jump on the keyboard if you would, but lift your hands all over this room. I tell you, the mighty presence of the Holy Spirit is making changes today. He's been working since the beginning. Pastor gave that word. Addictions are being broken today. I said addictions are being broken today. Addictions are being broken today. Oh, hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit is in this house. Hallelujah. Worship him for one moment. The presence of the Holy Ghost is here. Oh, hallelujah. The Word of God is working on your behalf. Oh, hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Give me just a little bit more, brother, and take some lows out. Hallelujah. Lift those hands. Just worship in one more moment. One more moment. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Press in for one more moment. The anointing is here. Anointing is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This precious lady in the back middle section with the purple shirt on, lifting your hands, that's you. The power of God's on you right there. He's touching your body today. He's bringing strength and health into your body. He's reinvigorating you with the power of the Holy Ghost. The Word's doing the work for you. Every bit of weakness that's tried to come on you, that's tried to attack you, that's you, isn't it? Get out of your seat and come let me lay hands on you. I'm telling you, there's a touch. There's a touch. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Would you lift your hands? The Lord is touching you today. The enemy's tried to come on your body and attack you. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Try to put weakness.
Yes.
Today it goes off. Today a fresh strength comes upon you. You're being reinvigorated today by the mighty Word of God. And every evil thing that tried to attack your blood, your heart, is being broken now by the power of the Holy Ghost. And you receive your healing. fire of the Holy Ghost come upon her today. Receive a mighty healing from the Holy Ghost. Receive strength from heaven. Fresh touch. Receive a fresh touch. Fresh touch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know we got to go. We have another service coming in, but just one more moment. Would you lift your hands? I know God's just touching a few people here. Precious lady, God's, I'm telling you, it's the Holy Ghost that does it. It's the Holy Ghost that does it. Oh, hallelujah. This lady over here, that you had your hands lifted. You got the nice gray shirt kind of coat on there next to, yeah, right there. I'm pointing right at you. Yeah, it's you. Yeah, you just smiled at me. Lift both hands. Next to the guy in the white checkered shirt. That's you. Yeah, that's you. Yeah, lift your hands. Amen. Step out if you would. Just come to God's altar. There's a fresh anointing falling on you today. Amen. Fresh anointing comes upon you. Mighty power of God. I saw the anointing hit you back there. The anointing came all over you. A fresh fire of the Holy Ghost is falling on you today. A refilling of the Holy Spirit and a re-empowering. And I would even say to you, a repurposing. Because God is not done using you in this kingdom work. There's a new level that you're stepping into today. A new fire that's coming all over you today. And a new strength to do the work. Fire of the Holy Ghost come upon it. Don't look around. Come on. Yeah. Is he looking around? This is the last one. Put your hands. A fresh strength is coming upon you. And a peace. A peace. Peace. Like you've never known. Peace of God. Peace of God. Where's your wife at? Caring for the baby? Call for her real quick. Because there's a word for her. Real quick. That's peace. Peace. Is there anybody in this place, something's been harassing your life? I don't care if it's physical. I don't care if it's mental. I want you to quickly get out of your seat and come to this altar. I'm going to pray one prayer. I don't care what it is. Come quick. That foul devil that thinks he can harass you, it's done. The pastor's going to take it. Come quick. It almost feels like there's been just a little bit of a weight. Almost even feels like maybe like a stress the enemy's tried to use. And a lot of times all that is something that tries to slow our purpose down, to slow our production down. But there's an anointing coming on you today with a peace that passes all understanding and a new joy in the Holy Ghost. I tell you, get ready for the next month. You're going to laugh like you've never laughed. Ha, 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 ha. You're going to laugh like you've never laughed. And a fresh joy and a fresh peace is washing over you. Oh, this is a day of a fresh. You know what the Bible says? It calls it times of refreshing. There are certain times throughout our life that we need times of refreshing. I'll tell you, that's what's coming on you today. Times of refreshing. Oh, from the Spirit of God. Shh, glory to God. Oh, fire of the Holy Ghost come upon you. Fresh. Fresh. I command you to be filled with joy, be filled with supernatural peace, and every heaviness that tried to weigh on your shoulders, tried to weigh you down, I lift it off today in the mighty name of Jesus, and I declare it fresh peace. All right, lift your hands at the altar. In the mighty name of Jesus, every evil thing that tried to harass God's people, that's tried to come against, whether it be your body, whether it be your mind, whether it be your relationships, whether it be your finances, we take authority over it today in the mighty name of Jesus. And I rebuke it by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I command it to loose its grip on you today. And I declare freedom comes into your body. Freedom comes into your house. Freedom comes on your finances. Freedom comes into your mind. Freedom comes into your relationships. In the mighty name of Jesus. And if you believe it, somebody shout amen. Lift your hands and rejoice. Somebody rejoice. Somebody rejoice. Somebody rejoice. Somebody rejoice. Hey! Rejoice. 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 And just that easy, the Holy Ghost does the work. Turn to somebody next to you and tell them, you got it. Tell them on the other side, you got it. Hallelujah. Give somebody a high five as you return to your seat. Come on. Hey, hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus.